Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts. We're talking about the structure of the beef cattle industry today in just a moment.
No matter if you're a cow-calf producer, stocker, or feedlot manager, you operate in a fast-paced pack-on-the-pounds, keep-em-healthy world. Now there are two therapies available that can help you meet your health management goals. The FDA has just approved Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold. Ask your veterinarian or go to RestflorGold.com and NuflorGold.com for more information. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold from InterVet Shearing Plow Animal Health. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold are registered trademarks of InterVet Incorporated or an affiliate.
If you own a small business in Oklahoma, you need to hear this. Insure Oklahoma is a healthcare subsidy designed to cover 60% or more of monthly health insurance premiums for low to moderate income employees.
Oklahoma is doing something for the small business.
It's really a win-win situation.
We can have the same insurance as the Fortune 500 companies at an affordable rate.
Go to insureoklahoma.org for details or call 888-365-3742.
Cattle Facts held their annual Outlook seminar Friday morning during the Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio this last week. One of those speaking, of course, the Chief Executive Officer of Cattle Facts, Randy Block. As he wrapped up, Randy talked about the structural issues within the cattle industry here in 2010, and he started with the problems of capacity in our feedlots.
We believe that we're going to continue to have to wrestle with this situation where we've got excess capacity in the feeding industry. I don't think it's any secret to this crowd that we've got 25 to 30% excess feeding capacity in the industry. And those of you in the cow-calf stocker backgrounding segments, you've been the beneficiaries of that excess capacity chasing the declining supply of cattle. That won't change. But I think as we look at it, just look at the text box there, and it shows us that 1985, 10% of the fed cattle were sold or marketed out of yards that had a one-time capacity over 32,000 head. That number is now greater than 50%, and my guess is it will increase and increase significantly yet as we move down the road. So structural change will continue to be there. We know we've seen a change in who's feeding the cattle. Look at this shift over time. Who is feeding the cattle and the requirements, the credit capital requirements for the feed yards today, contrast that back to 10 or 15 years ago, where nearly 70% of the cattle on feed in these feed yards today are owned by the feed yards or the people that own those yards. It's a different business.
And that different business carries a higher price tag compared to the historical norms.
For basically two decades, the total cost from cow-calf all the way up to the packing segment to raise, feed, grow these animals, harvest these animals, and get a product to the wholesale level is basically $775 a head. That's what it basically averaged. We get the big spike and it goes up more than $400 a head. We're still $200 a head above that long-term average of what it's costing us to raise and produce these animals. And yet, with the demand crush that we've been through here over the last couple of years, I think when you start to tie all these things together, it becomes very clear that, yes, we all know we're in a difficult market environment, but it's even more imperative as we look down the road to recognize that all of these components that we're looking at, each one of the components, whether it's feed, it's fuel, it's fertilizer, it's protein cost, all of them are going to continue to be more volatile. It's not just the cattle market that's going to be more volatile. All of those other markets will continue to go through that.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, you don't want to miss the 32nd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th at 12 noon at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne on the west side of town. 50 head of high-quality bulls to be offered. Angus, crossbred, red Angus, Hereford. For more information, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366, or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, February 6th, Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.